you have translated so many books in this language?
I should have done more. I'm lazy. Yeah. I did some books first. Prasida Prabhupada, Prasida Siddha Maharaj, also can do for you if you permit.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know you have very, very little time because you are almost, actually, you should have gone to the school straight because I think the traffic was very much congested. So,
but yet I wanted to meet you with your whole family because you are so high quality of voice in your line. That's what Swamiji, that's what Sridhar Maharaj. I learned that, but also in a line, me also, not well, but healthy. I'm debted to Brajnath Prabhu and Gopinath Prabhu, who called me here and took me here, and so many devotees have come. I want to help them all what I can do.
Very much needed through the you need to help very much here. Because sometimes it has been very lonely without
association.
Without it, such high association as yours.
Only the difficulty is my language, some very poor knowledge in English language. But you can help me. I will preach this. Mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sanatana. And Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Mahaprabhu is Sanatana. This will save the world. And peace and tranquility will come. Though we don't want peace and tranquility, because Mayavadi wants this, peace of life. But we want to play in the web coming and down, and that is Krishna's friend, life, Vrajavasi and Jyoti. So, in Gita, it has been told that tranquility and peace we want. But for them, we like gopis. Feeling so much separation between all the entity has come. And then they serve Krishna, they feel so much boundless. So we want meditation. Salvation is nothing, nothing, but it is flowers in the sky. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given so much mission of love and affection. If you stand here, read Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Chaitanya. You'll have a very strong greed to have this. And if this greed comes, then our path becomes so easy. And this is called Radha. Not Ragatmika. There is far difference in Ragatmika and Ragatmika. If animals follow the moods of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Harid Chaitanya Charitamrita. Surely a greed will come to serve Krishna and Radhika in breath. Surely it comes. janams taken by ordinary person, karmi and jnani, are not the same name as devotees, pure devotees. So we should try to take him under the guidance of so qualified and rasi and tattva-darshi Vaishnava. Tattva-darshi you follow. Our Shiksha Guru is Krishna. The Shiksha Guru is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our Shiksha Guru is Rupa Goswami and the line up to Gurudev. So, we are the successor of boundless treasure of Vrajapin. I think myself and yourself also that we are so much fortunate. Very rare in this world they can have any relation with this otherwise karmi jnani eating and doing it. Otherwise I want salvation, I want to be Brahma. This is more wretched than karmi also. So glad to meet you all.
I don't know whether you have been at
Kathmandu. I was thinking that I am going out of Braj. But I am feeling that wherever I go, Braj is there. So many people. Good feelers, good Simala, so beautiful faces, having so much honor for that hand.
We offered something to them, maybe you can also
take that something.
Satru is mind only, not anything. Jahi Satru that conquer any enemy. Only enemies is our mind.
Manaiva Munishana Karana Bandhama.
None are Satru. Only mind.
I don't understand.
Yes, Shatrum.
Yeah, Shatrum.
Shatrum means
lust.
Enemy. Enemy means mind is enemy.
Mind is mind of also his the shape of lust. Mind is our.
Here, Govindaya Namo Namaha, peacock feather. Binda Tulsi Devi.
This Saraswati Devi is the devotee of Krishna.
She has given special protection to us. Mother Saraswati brought my wife and myself together because she came to her, she connected us. Yes. Sounds unbelievable.
They must read the story about Keshava Kashmiri and Mother Saraswati came to him also.
This has been offered?
Yes.
Yes.
There is a photograph of your duty. Then you can
show
Guru. We don't have a photograph of him.
Not one?
We shall present to you later.
Okay.
She has. Okay. All
right. Now I'm
exhibiting many books by
so, Gopis are telling me that you have admitted that I have been defeated by you. Anyone cannot tell like this. So we are defeated and you are conquered. You have conquered. it has been told in Raspanchadhyayi in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the dialogue of Krishna and Arjuna. Krishna told Yajna Patni, the wives of the Brahmins, were sacrificing in Mathura in the kingdom of Kamsa. They came to Krishna, having the golden pot, every kind of preparation. Krishna took them. And very politely, he told them to go and to serve their husband. They were not willing to go return, but yet Krishna let them return. And they, but he could not make the gopis return. And Krishna was found to do rash with them and to play with them. So it seems that if anyone is Brahmin, if he is anyone, Krishna will not take. He will not take Lakshmi also, because Krishna himself that come to Vrindavan, and you should come in the womb of any gopi, and you will be married to other gopis, and then come to me. She will tell that I will not change my heart. I am Lakshmi. The Krishna will tell to the remain there. Don't come here. You will have to keep marriage in pleasure, and then try to come
in
a gopi life. So if anyone not comes under the gopi line, whether he is in purush, you know, male person cannot serve Radha and Krishna. So, in Chaitanya Chaitanya, everywhere in group person, yes. Whether we are
male body,
but Atma, soul is like one. And by soul, if you will touch and think like Gopi, you can be good. Like Bharat Maharaj, they can be here by thinking. So by this, they can be good. Very simple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you think Brahma, Brahma, you will be Brahma. Having no attributes, no quality, nothing as a guru. You have taken some points of Krishna Karanamritam here, in this.
All
is in Holland,
everywhere. What you can, it depends on you. If it is in Vrindavan, so good, so good. And if anyone wants to hear, that can be good. Living in the flesh form of Vrindavan. You'll have to make a flesh form of Vrindavan, wherever. It is given.
One must take initiation from qualified spiritual masters to enter Vrindavan. So in either case, But
Gurudev will always be in the platform of Vrindavan.
Vrindavan.
Our mind should be in Vrindavan. There Sri Goswami has given this. If you are not qualified to go by Vrindavan, by body, for some situation, if he prays Vrindavan, Vrindavan will come. I will give my book. We will give our book.
We have your book.
Distributed. Difficult to distribute books of such a high platform, but they are here.
Tell something.
Ja, ik ben een beetje overweldigd door het gezicht.
सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गोप्रस्थिते श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द प्रियद्वैतगदाधर शिवासादिति गोमस्तु हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे एंड वन टू लाइक फोर्टी मास्टर एंड सो लव लेट to be here among so many important young family, honorable audience. I have no practice to speak in fluency English of this language of this place. I can speak Sanskrit, Hindi or Northern, but yet I am and trying to speak in English. I think that Navdi Prabhu or anyone can express what I am going to tell. But I will try to speak in English. In our epic Vedas, especially in Gita and Bhagavad, it has been told that everyone wants happiness. Everyone wants that no suffering should come. We will not have to suffer. We don't want any suffering. But yet we try to have, we want to be happy.
home what one has. And they try for it. But if men are in a group are also in Rasta Sangha, Rasta Sangha
is UMA.
UMA. All these intelligent persons are trying to have this. But we know that from a long time we are not getting pure happiness. And so many difficulties, problems are coming. Anyone can try that we should not be old. But we are bound to be old. We want that we should be in the age of 16, so beautiful. But we see that we will have to be old, teeth will go away, our eyes will be very weak. We cannot walk at the age of 100. Many men cannot reach 200. They want that our hair to be golden and black. But at last we see that everyone has to give up this work. And we'll have to leave our this body. What we have done in this whole age, what we have collected for our gratification of senses, we are bound to give up here. So there arises a question that who am I? Who is wanting peace? Who is wanting happiness? And who is the person he wants that we should not face any difficulty, no sorrow, no suffering? Who is he? Is it this body? Or not that this body? We know that this soul does not die. It does not age, but we know the air story I'm going to tell. That there was a king. He was emperor. He had very big empire. So many soldiers. He wanted to own whole world like Napoleon Bonaparte. That is, everyone should come to know, control. He invaded and an emperor who was equal to him, and if he could defeat him, he will be one king in the whole world, and he can rule and control everyone. When he invaded, but he was killed in this battle, and his head was cut down. In the evening, the soldiers saw that our king had been killed. They gathered their body and took it to palace, where his wife, his children were. When they saw that their father, his husband, his son, his kids, they began to weep bitterly. They began to weep so bitterly that none was to console them. Everyone there. So, one for that. A boy came, his age was about 5. He came at once and told them, "Why you are weeping? Why you are weeping?" None was to reply. An old person came and told that you are a little boy, you should go and play. You should not come here. You will not understand what happened. So you should go and play. They were told that I am knowing everything, but you are knowing nothing. Why you are waiting till me? They told that the king has died. Person has died. He has gone. Where he has gone? When he returns, this old person and all others told that he will never return. He has gone to a place from where
none can return.
None can return. The boy answered, "Oh, you are telling lies. The person is here. He lying down here, he is sleeping, so you should call him and he will talk with you. He will never talk. Why? He has up till now known that he is my husband. He is my child. He is our friend. He is our king. King is here, your son is here, your husband is here, to whom you are loved, you have so much affection, to whom you have peace, you have supported, he lying down here. Why you are not talking with him?" They told that he has gone. Where he has gone? The soul has gone. Then why you are waiting? Have you seen that soul? Have you any connection with that person? His soul? How he was fat, how he was long, he was black or fair, how he was male or female, had he seen? Never. Then why you are looking? If he was burying his life inside of you, in front, and if you had no relation with that soul, you had never seen him, then who has done? Why you are looking? He told a very little story that there were two pairs, one pair of pigeons. They were sitting on the tree, laughing at each other, talking very
loving,
affectionately. The sea pigeon was telling that a very good place we have come here. See, everybody going on very quickly. So green grasses are here, and the corn of rice like moti, paru, is here. We should go and take, and we should collect for our children. He told that you should never go there. There is a
Hunter.
He has given his jaw there.
Net.
Net there. And if you go,
he will trap there.
He will trap you. And kill you and take you as it. There's a leaf. You should not go there. The wife told that, No, you should not be like this. Where is Hunter? Where is anybody? Come fearlessly, and we should go stay. The man told, "I will not go. If you want to go, you can go." She fled from there and went to take the rice. sacrifices. So the hunter
dropped
him in this that net, and she was weeping so bitterly. I could not know that he was getting in prison in net. She was bitterly crying. There then came flying from up and he said out of the net, and she was in net. Both were so much crying. The member telling that I cannot support my boy, children. If instead of you I was in net, then it was so good. But it cannot be. And he began to be so bitterly, seeing nothing future and anything. Hunter was behind the tree with his bow and arrow, and he laughing and clapping his hands. He and to the
season
male. And arrow went straight in his
chest
and his head flat. Then clapping him and Hastarla, smiling face, he came in there and he caught hold of that season and
season
there. He tightened their neck and smiling he went. And he cooked them both the shiksha.
Instruction.
The instruction is there.
Teaching.
That that will be so. Anyone cannot stop it. And those who are dead there have to come here again. This is the rule of
life.
Anyone cannot expect from this. She was in prison in net, and her husband was out of it. But he couldn't see that death is coming on my head. Similarly, our forefather Satgan, our forefathers, all have gone, but he never think that we'll have to die. We'll be dead. Everyone has to die. But there is a rule and regulation that we can ambition overcome of this and that and this thing. Very easily we can. All are trying to face troubles and suffering, but they are not crossing this. There are so many problems in this world, so many wars are going, you have seen, great wars, and so many wars. You saw that a bomb ruined Japan. We can do so many things to ruin, but we cannot do. We cannot make a leg of an ant. We cannot give life to anyone. We cannot give any friend to anyone, love, affection. So, Gita, our Gita and Bhagavad, an ancient Vedic. And I think that all epics, even Bible and Mohammedan Quran, everyone tells in a word, in a line, that we should try to serve Krishna or
Krishna.
Or Krishna. Or Godhead, spiritual Godhead. Godhead total is one without second. Someone thinks that we are God. Some thinks that we are Brahman. Like Max Muller, he has explained Veda, but he has done wrong there. He could not explain Veda. his met only some persons were had no clear conception of Veda. And he explained like Karmi. Karmi means material. They could not explain in good manner. He explained like our Shankar explained that we are all Brahma. If you are Brahma, why you are suffering so sorrow, so many troubles? If you are Brahma, if you are God, why you have become like so? Why you are in a chain of birth and death? Shankar cannot reply. Anyone cannot reply. The thing is that we are part and parcel of Godhead, Supreme Godhead Krishna. So even we are some cases, same, having same qualities like God. He is Satchit Ananda. That Satchit Ananda means, Ananda means happiness. Sat means knowledge. And Sat means
entity.
Entity.
Eternity.
So, in some cases, we are like Brahma. Our soul does not die. It does not take birth. But he cannot create birth. Well, we are the part and parcel of in any case, we cannot be Brahma. We cannot create. But we can be out of Maya, illusory Maya. This matter. How we can do? If in a word, I want to say what is the reason of all living entities, it is love or affection. He told that Brahmin is Kshatriya and Vaishya and Shudra.
Jagannath.
But actually, the pure souls are part and parcel and servant of the Supreme Personality of God, that is Krishna. And we have relation with that God, praying, love, affection. A tiger has also affection to his child, A tiger has so much affection, so much love for their wives and children. There are Buddhas, Christians, Hindus, Muslims, but all have the affection. Without affection, anyone cannot live. So it is common to all, whether we may be of any country, whether it may be cows, buffalo, tigers, trees, creepers, all have life. And they have in them some love and affection for each other. Trees have also senses. That the plant, when we set, it will be like this. No? And after that, it will be in full bloom. Everyone has love, affection. Where there is an entity, where there is life, certainly there should be affection. So we will have to develop our affection from worldly material things to Krishna, to Godhead. And it is not so hard task. We can do it easily. We can love a dog. We can love any cow, devil or anything. We can love our children, wife and all other things, why do we not love the Creator? We will see that we are not seeing and realizing Him. How we can have love to them? I can say that we can realize it easily. We don't know that language or anything, but from ears, from eyes we can talk each other. We can realize that you are happy to see me or not. We can easily realize. We know that if we were, God is there. Sun is controlled by Godhead. Moon is controlled by Him. The waves are coming in the sea in neat time. The air is blowing. Who is controlling? If we keep a letter, say a pen and paper, pen cannot arrive there. Right. Because he has no sense. So we see that what is going on in this world is controlled by Godhead. There must be any controller. Sun rises at the mean time. The spring suddenly to
six seasons
are controlled, coming automatically on the link of time. We are taking birth and we are dying. Who is controlling? There must be a controller. We are not monarch of all. We see that we can invest everything, but you cannot do anything. We will have to take matter from this world. And who has created this matter? Without matter, we cannot do anything. So Krishna, because the Godhead is controller of the whole world. He is everywhere. If he calls my son, and my son is somewhere out of this court, he cannot come. Because he will not hear. If my son or anyone is out of country, we are calling, come on, but he will not hear. He cannot come. He does not know. My mother and father and my relations are calling me. Because he is not servant of Yasar Bhakti, my everyone. So, but Krishna, Godhead is everywhere, in our heart, in every part of the world, in atoms, even in his, when we call Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Ram,
He is knowing. He is knowing everything that he is calling me and he is here, not any far away. So he will manage what he is saying. He will pray, anything he will hear and manage it. Because he knows everything and he is everywhere. He is one but everywhere. We are one but not everywhere. This is the difference between God and soul. So if we pray that we want friends to you, we have affection to you, I want to serve you, and without this, we cannot have peace of tranquility of peace or peace of mind and get it from all suffering. If we want to cross the chain of birth and death and sorrow, we must pray Godhead. We should not pray for, oh God, give me bread and butter. Oh God, give me salvation. Salvation is flower in the sky. Nothing but zero. Supreme Godhead is Purna. One means? Purnam Madhana, Purnam Vikidam, Purnata Purna Udhishyate, Purnasya Purnam Adaya, Purnam Eva. His full He is not zero. Some philosophers tell that God is zero. We are zero. This world is zero. We have come from zero. We will go to zero. This is absurd. From zero, anyone cannot, anything cannot be possible. There must be something. There must be anything. There must be full things. Krishna is everything. He is whole. Anything taken from him, yet is full. Infinity minus infinity is
equal to infinity.
Infinity. We are whole. That we are part and parcel of Krishna, Godhead. He is murti of Ananda.
Embodiment of
pleasure. Affection, ocean of rasa. Rasa means mellow. Ocean of that. And he is full of so many qualities. He is so kind. He is so merciful. If you pray him, that I want to serve you. He will make us the way